The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt with us. This is our first visit of the new year. Happy New Year to you, Lieutenant Governor.
Happy New Year, Joey. It seems like it's been forever, hasn't it?
It does. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas and a New Year's. And we've got a lot to, you know, we've been talking this morning about things we have to be thankful for, and there's a lot to be thankful for, and we got a lot of good things happening in South Carolina, and I'm looking forward to a good year and having you time to time.
Well, I am too. I think we're starting it out right, and you know, I'm telling you one thing I'm thankful for, it's our president, Joey.
Yes,
every
absolutely.
Day, very thankful that he's sitting at the helm.
Yes. Yes. Now, before we start here, I want to congratulate you that this is a 1 year anniversary for you. This time last year, you're being inaugurated as the first female Republican lieutenant governor in our state's history.
Yes. I mean, I can't believe a year went by so fast. And so proud of everything that the governor and I have accomplished in that year and the amount of people that we've reached out to and touched and tried to help. That was the governor's promise during the election, and mine too, that we would be here and serve the people. And I think it's been a great first year setting that example.
And in a couple of weeks or so here, the governor, of course, will be giving his state of the state, and he's going to be rolling out his budget proposal. And part of that budget proposal includes additional funding for a full-day pre-kindergarten for children all around South Carolina. Let's talk a minute about that and why that's important to the state.
Well, you know, Joey, I think some people, and I'm glad we're talking about it, have some misconceptions that, you know, this pre-kindergarten is daycare, and it's not. I had the great fortune of being invited to participate in the Hunt Keene Institute in Washington, D.C., and that's where leaders from all over the country meet with the experts on education and people that this is what they study. How do we get our kids prepared for the 21st century? What's the best way to do that? Where are we falling short? And all of them say conclusively, early education. Our kids need to be exposed to 32,000 words. I mean, let that sink in. 32,000 words by the time they get to kindergarten, or they're behind.
Wow.
And so, yeah. And so we need to make sure, and the rate of return, the investment we make, our kids learn more from birth to kindergarten than they do any time in their life. Their mind is just a sponge. And exposing them to reading and critical thinking and, you know, just communication, working with other kids, it pays off. It's 16 to 1 is the payoff.
Wow.
And
that's pretty amazing.
It is, and it's conclusive. I mean, everybody that came and spoke from, you know, experts, doctors, educational leaders, people who have studied it, they all say the same thing. And when you look at people that have done it, because for me, you know, coming out of the business world, and I'm sure you'll agree, Joey, the proof is in the results.
Yeah.
So this isn't based on theory or what we think or what we're hoping. When they look at places like Washington, D.C., people in the city who had such poor outcomes, when you look at Alabama, when you look at Florida, and I've talked with their lieutenant governors that have been very active in early childhood development and education, that is what has set them apart. That's where they saw the biggest impact and where our kids are really moving forward. And I think it really, we can really see that in our rural areas where we don't have a lot of quality 4K programs, and kids don't have access or parents don't have the means. to get them to get a head start, because we don't know what they're dealing with in their homes. We don't know if we're dealing with, you know, generational illiteracy. And how do we break that cycle? We always talk about breaking the cycle. That's how you break it. As you get to these kids when they're early, when their minds are developing and expanding. And I'm really proud of the governor, and I'm proud that, you know, this is something that he is believes passionately in, just as I do.
Yeah.
So very excited about this year coming up.
It just makes sense that if you give these kids all around the state the same opportunities. And the 32,000 words, I want to go back to that for a minute. 32,000 words. That's a lot of information.
It is. And they say that, you know, we think that when we're talking, and the biggest thing I can tell everybody that's listening is read to your kids, your grandkids, yeah, your nieces and nephews. Read to them. Open a book. It's not the same as giving them a phone or an iPad. I think those things are great tools when you put learning games on them. But what every expert said at Hunt Kane is, it is interaction. Kids need to have verbal back and forth talking with other people. They need to do it with their peers. They need to do it with adults. And that's so very important. And again, this is what they're saying over and over and over again. We need to talk to our kids. We need to read to our kids. And that's what we're lacking. And so that's what we know. And that's something we can all do. We can all do to help give our kids that boost, and that's what gets us that 32,000 words.
Sure, sure. All right, so I know the question here is, all right, so how much does this cost, and where does the money come from?
So, you know, we have money. We have money in the budget. The governor is putting that aside. We believe that will be, it'll make a huge impact. So, you know, we have a surplus right now. And that's a good way to use some of that surplus is to look at something that's really going to make an impact in education. Because we can't, we got to be creative, and we have to be bold. And that's what the governor said last year in his State of the State. We need to be bold. Because as our state is growing, we need to show industry that's coming here from all over the world that we got a handle on this problem. And we're moving the ball forward, and we really are. And so that's how we're going to get it done.
Well, and speaking of the surplus, House Speaker Jay Lucas was in Greenville on Monday talking about that surplus. And of course, you know, the legislature didn't quite get finished with education reform last year. There's still a lot to be talked about with our education system. And so I guess this is just part of it, is the governor's proposing to put this in those education reforms items that were left over, right?
That's true. And I've said it, you know, the governor asked our senators to come back in and let's get education done last year. They declined that. They said they wanted the time off of session to deliberate and collaborate and come up with an idea out of the Senate. And they've had that time. So, you know, I'm excited about the fact that, you know, everybody will be back in session next week, and we need to get this done. We need to get this done for the kids of South Carolina. They're our biggest gift from God, and they're our future. And so we can't let this sit on the back burner any longer.
Yep, absolutely. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, appreciate you spending a few minutes of your Thursday with us, and look forward to a very exciting and productive 2020, and we look forward to our visits with you throughout the year.
Thank you so much, Joey, and Happy New Year to you, and Happy New Year to everybody that's listening, all your listeners here in Greenville, and I can't wait to see you in 2 weeks.
There you go. Appreciate it. We'll be checking back with you in a couple of weeks. Have a wonderful Thursday.